And here with what it says in this morning's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The plan, which goes before Cabinet today to reform our licensing laws, allowing pubs to serve until 12:30 a.m. and nightclubs until 5 a.m, generates the lead story in three of today's papers. The Irish Independent details how late bars and nightclubs operating under the new laws will be required to have CCTV and to employ staff accredited with the Private Security Authority. Crack of dawn is the headline in the Irish Sun, while it's cheers in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Times leads with the hope being expressed in government circles yesterday that Rishi Sunak's appointment will pave the way for a deal to be done on the Northern Ireland Protocol. The rationale is that the incoming Prime Minister is likely to take a more pragmatic approach and that he will want to avoid conflict with the EU, since his primary focus will be on stabilising sterling, reducing British borrowing costs on international markets and repairing the UK's battered finances. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner leads with the numbers related to the retrofitting scheme. Daniel McConnell tells us that just 89 houses have been completed out of an original target of 500,000 homes. So far this year, 681 homes have been approved for the scheme, with 13 counties recording less than 10 applications. Second-hand cars going up in value. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which is based on a study by the car sales website Dundeal. We're told that Brexit and a post-pandemic shortage of microchips, which is hampering production, means that the price of used cars has risen by 21% each year since 2020. The Irish Daily Star builds its lead story around a visit which Fianna Fáil TD Eamon O'Queeve paid to Jonathan Dowdall in prison in 2020. Jonathan Dowdall was jailed earlier this month for his role in facilitating the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in 2016. Mr O'Queeve is quoted saying that he visited the former Sinn Féin councillor because he had connections with Republican prisoners he visits in Portlaoise prison, but that he would not have visited him if he had known that he had any involvement in gangland crime. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Times reports that Mary Lou MacDonald has refused to comment on her husband's threatened legal action against Shane Ross, who has written a book about her. Speaking in Belfast yesterday, the Sinn Féin leader said that her husband, Martin Lanigan, is entitled to take the case as a private citizen. Blanid Ní Chuffaí is pictured on the front of today's Independent, where it's reported that a legal action taken by the RTÉ presenter has been struck out after she withdrew a related employment case at the Workplace Relations Commission, alleging she had been the victim of sexual harassment. And finally, there's a story in today's Examiner about a team of zoologists from Trinity College Dublin who have found several new species of tropical sunbirds on the Wakatobi Islands in central Indonesia. Caroline Delaney reports that their findings have just been published by the Zoological Journal of the Linnean Society, which we're told was the first journal to publish Charles Darwin's theory of evolution back in 1858.